This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
On Thursday, the people of Scotland vote on whether they want to separate from the rest of the United Kingdom. Now, if they do, they'll be much better off economically, claim the pro-independence campaigners. But this claim is partly based on oil and the assumption that an independent Scotland would inherit the oil and natural gas that lies off its coast in the North Sea. Marketplace's veteran correspondent Stephen Beard filed this from Glasgow.
And an independent Scotland would be among the top 20 wealthiest countries in the world.
The independence campaign pins many of its hopes on North Sea oil.
Just imagine what we could do with our vast wealth and resources.
Once it's under Scotland's direct control, say the Yes campaigners, North Sea oil and gas will help pay for an even more generous welfare state. Some English observers are not impressed.
This is a greedy resource grab. They can be independent, but they've got to share the oil.
Oxford University economist Professor Paul Collier. He says that when oil was discovered in the North Sea in the 1960s, the British Parliament passed an act establishing that the resource belonged equally to every part of the UK. That somewhat reduces the share independent Scots would be entitled to.
They're about 8% of the population, and so they should get 8% of the oil.
The Yes campaigners are banking on more like 90%. But anyway, they've dismissed Collier's claim. Scottish entrepreneur Ivan McKee says Scotland will own everything that lies in its territorial waters, regardless of any British Act of Parliament.
After independence, whatever laws are passed by the Westminster Parliament won't actually be in effect in Scotland any more than a law that was passed in Westminster would have any jurisdiction in the USA.
But the Yes campaign's reliance on North Sea oil is shaky for another reason. Production's declined sharply. There's still plenty of fossil fuel there, but it's in deeper and rougher waters than before. Costs are rising. Anthony Rush is a retired executive based in Scotland who's an anti-independence campaigner.
Oil tax revenues are not going to be what they were, and that puts this idea that we're going to have free healthcare, free education, free this, that and the other, funded by oil. That puts that in severe doubt.
The independence campaign's response to all this is brisk. OK, North Sea oil faces challenges, but who can deny that it's still a valuable asset? In Glasgow, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.